Part 1. Topic 1. Technique 6, interviews and or discussions to obtain supporting evidence. Technique 6, involves interviews and or discussions to obtain evidence to support the validity of the statements in your document. This technique can serve a dual function. Specifically, the interviews or discussions will usually provide the information needed to write a document, as well as the supporting evidence. For example, the supporting evidence can be the names of experts that were interviewed to obtain the information to write a document. This ideally should include the contact information of the experts. Two categories of Technique 6. Technique 6 can be divided into two categories. The first involves discussions and interviews that you carry out yourself. The second category involves interviews, discussions, public hearings, and speeches that were obtained from published sources. A good example would be a video of a professional reporter interviewing a famous person. The two categories are discussed in Topics 2 and 3. Topic 2. Technique 6, carrying out your own interviews and discussions. The interviews or discussions can represent your own efforts, such as having a discussion or interview with a friend, relative, colleague, your professor, etc. With a little extra effort, you probably will be able to obtain interviews of people you do not know. This can probably be done by explaining the purpose of your interview in a letter or email, and following up with one or more phone calls. Another strategy, which can be combined with the above, is to ask people you know to speak to people they know, explaining your need to carry out interviews. Another alternative is to ask for volunteers in advertisements, such as in local newspapers, or on print flyers, or by sending out emails. This is likely to work well if you offer a fee for their time and effort. For additional information from web-based sources, see the following articles. How to find interview subjects for your blog posts and articles. Three ways to find people for informational interviews, by Melissa Sizuno. Facing your fears, approaching people for research, by Carolyn Chandler. Subtopic, a good alternative, if you lack experience in carrying out formal interviews. If you do not have experience and training conducting interviews, you might be better off with an informal discussion. However, this might result in some extraneous information that might not be useful for your writing project. In many situations, the ideal might be something in between a discussion and interview. This can involve a casual conversation that includes a few questions. This may be easier to obtain than a formal interview. To start a conversation, you do not have to ask permission. However, if you use the person's name in your document, you must obtain their permission. Even if you quote or paraphrase them anonymously, you should obtain their permission to do so. Subtopic, prepare a set of questions for the interviewer discussion. Whether you are planning to conduct an interview or carry out a discussion, you should have some idea of the information you want. You should prepare a list of questions that relate to your objective. However, it is probably best to allow the discussion or interview to develop naturally, without focusing excessively on a specific set of questions or objectives. With this approach, you might obtain interesting and useful information that was not in your original plans. Subtopic, carrying out interviews or discussions with the telephone and or email. Another alternative is to carry out interviews or discussions with the telephone and or with email. Ideally, email and the telephone should be used together. This can involve a set of prepared questions sent by email, followed up by one or more phone calls to obtain answers to the questions. If the questions are transmitted and answered by email, one or more telephone conversations can be used to discuss the answers and related background information. Some people will find it easier to carry out interviews in this way, and some interviewees will prefer this strategy. With this alternative, the interviewee does not have to allocate a block of time for an appointment. Email and telephone interviews can be done whenever the interviewee has some spare time. This can even involve a number of short phone conversations carried out over a week or two. When emails are used, The interviewee can carefully evaluate your questions and answer them more precisely when compared to a face-to-face interview. The interviewer and interviewee are less likely to say the wrong thing when email is used. Email provides the opportunity to think over questions and answers to avoid embarrassing statements. For additional information and other alternatives, see the following web-based sources. Phone interviewing as a means of data collection, lessons learned and practical recommendations, Lisa A. Burke and Monica K. Miller. The use of the telephone interview for research, Alois C. J. Carr, B.Sc. Hans, M.Sc., Ph.D., R.G.N., P.G.C.E.A., R.N.T. Realities Toolkit Using Phone Interviews, Annie Irvine, Social Policy Research Unit, University of York. 3 Easy Tips for Unsucky Email Interviews. How to Administer an Email Interview. Conducting Email Surveys and Interviews, by Moira Allen. Skype, an appropriate method of data collection for qualitative interviews? Jessica R. Sullivan, Western Michigan University. How to record research interviews conducted via Duck Skype, date, November 7, 2014. Author, Isaac. Using internet technologies such as Skype as a research medium, Paul Hanna. University of Brighton, UK. Subtopic: limitations and difficulties that you might encounter if you carry out an interview or discussion. If you are not a well-known news reporter or author, you might encounter some difficulties and limitations when you carry out an interview or discussion. First, you probably would not be able to meet with famous people for interviews. In addition, your readers and/or publisher might perceive your paraphrases and quotes from the interview or discussion as weak supporting evidence. Anything you write that relates to an interview or discussion might be perceived as a statement that lacks adequate supporting evidence. The solution to the above problem is to use additional supporting evidence when you write statements that are based on an interview or discussion. This can involve a video and/or sound recording of the interview. In some cases, it might be feasible to use published sources to support the validity of some of the statements that were obtained from an interviewer or a discussion. For example, if your interview involves obtaining technical advice from experienced computer users, you can use citations or referrals to published sources to convince the readers and publisher of the validity of the information in your document. Subtopic: ethical issues when carrying out an interview or discussion for your writing project. When you carry out your own interviews or discussions to obtain information for your writing project, there can be some ethical issues. These problems can be eliminated with the strategies presented in this subtopic. First, you should explain to the people you plan to talk to the nature and purpose of your writing project. You should indicate that you want to use their statements and/or opinions for the document you are writing. If you plan to make a videotape or sound recording of the interview or discussion, you should get permission to do so in advance. If your interviews or discussions are focused on personal information, such as for a sociological or psychological study, you should delete the names of the people you spoke to in the final draft of your document. Alternatively, you can place the names with pseudonyms. When your interviews or discussions are focused on sensitive personal information, you should not accept any participant that gives you permission reluctantly. For example, this can involve an individual that appears to be excessively concerned or worried about revealing personal information after the details of the project were explained. Question: what do you do when an individual gives you permission to videotape, quote, or paraphrase them, but they change their mind after the interview or discussion is completed? The answer to this question is subjective. I believe it is best to comply with their wishes and not use the material you obtained. However, if they are not overly distressed about the issue, it may be advisable to try to convince them to allow you to use the material before discarding your work. Additional and supporting information from web-based articles in regard to conducting interviews and discussions. How to conduct an interview. Quote: interviews have 4 stages that precede the writing of a story: arrangements, preparation, The actual interview and the reconstruction. Close quote. 6. Best practice in interviewing Joanna Krasnowska. Demo qualitative interview with mistakes. Joanna Krasnowska. Research methods. Knowledge base. The role of the interviewer. Advantages and disadvantages of 4 interview techniques in qualitative research. Raymond Opnacker. Design research techniques. Semi-structured interviews. Interviews, qualitative and quantitative approaches. Why interview research? Interview methodology. Heather Hamill. Additional and supporting information from web-based video in regard to conducting interviews and discussions. The following is a very good video that shows how to conduct interview and how not to conduct an interview. How to do a research interview. Graham R. Gibbs. Interviewing for a research project. Shauna. 12 videos by Shauna W. Interviewing for research projects, research projects, preparing interview questions. Interviewing for research projects, types of interview questions. Interviewing for research projects, record keeping during interviews. Interviews and personal communication. Social research sample interview.